Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
I read a poll this morning that said, a lot of Americans are starting to blame Democrats for the government shutdown. And it's just simply because Republicans are better at messaging than Democrats will ever be. I can't believe Democrats still haven't figured out how to message.
Oh, come on. Come on. Charlemagne the God. How did this guy ever become famous at anything? I would love to know that. Can we get real here for just a minute? Because I just got to tell you, when I hear the left saying they can't believe it, when Harry Enten on CNN yesterday is reading the fact that Donald Trump is not suffering at all in his ratings from the government shutdown. For some reason, the public's not blaming Donald Trump. Charlemagne the God says it's because of poor messaging. No, it's not. Don't be an idiot about this. This has nothing to do with messaging. The American people are seeing the truth about what's gone on here. It's as black and white as it's ever been. Seriously. John Kennedy, I got to give him credit because he was on with our buddy Jimmy Fallon. We'll talk to Jimmy about this later today. But Kennedy's on there and he's like, listen, I don't understand what the confusion is here. This is not brain surgery about what's happened. Listen to Kennedy.
I told the press my mama didn't raise a fool, and if she did, it was one of my brothers. I wasn't about to vote for that, and no Republican was, and President Trump wasn't going to support it. And that's why we're in a shutdown. We haven't asked for a damn thing. All we have asked for is to keep government open while we negotiate a budget.
Yeah, thank you. It really is that simple. To the left, everything is about messaging. We have to lie to people and convince them. We have to spin this in such a way that people come to our way of thinking. The Democrats created Obamacare. They funded Obamacare on straight party line votes. And John McCain saved Obamacare. So we have one Republican to blame for the fact that we still have this boondoggle 15 years later. One man did this who's not with us anymore. And these subsidies they talk about are things they wouldn't even put in permanently because they knew how much it was costing the government to do this. Your tax dollars. So what are they doing? They're now trying to put a gun to the head of the American people and hold them hostage to demand more money for a failed healthcare system. It only works if you don't. It's only affordable if you can get subsidies, which is why Joe Biden raised the level at which you can get a subsidy for a family of four making $600,000 a year. I mean, it's the craziest thing you've ever heard. They just kept raising the threshold so that more and more people would get hooked on this and think they were getting a great deal. And because they knew when the money ran out, no elected politician would want to pull the rug out from under those people and take away something they saw as a benefit. That's the big lie from the left in this country. All they want to do is sell you that they're giving you a benefit of some sort, and heaven forbid somebody ever try to take it away. Hey, you can't take what's mine. I'm getting my check, or I'm getting my subsidy, and how dare you try to take it away? That's what's going on here. And it's not a matter of messaging, Charlemagne the God. It's not a matter of the Republicans are better at messaging. There are people, not all of them, not nearly enough of them in the Republican Party, who remember the basic principles of what this country was founded on, and who realize how far adrift we've come or gotten from that ideal about what government is supposed to be there for. And until we start redirecting the ship back in that direction, and I'm not sure we can completely get the horse back in the barn. Don't get me wrong there at all. I'm not naive enough to believe that. But smaller government is always the answer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is. Listen to Greg Gutfeld pointed this out on The Five yesterday. I thought that his words were so true, I needed to play them for you this morning in the Mark Cox Soapbox. Listen to the truth. This is not spin. This is not messaging. This is a history lesson.
The politician's biggest fear is that people realize much of what the government does is not essential. The government was created purely for things that we cannot do. The essentials, like military, not trans, military. But over time, it transformed into a massive, ever-expanding monster that is designed for its own self-preservation.
It's true. It is absolutely true. It's a self-feeding monster now that has to keep getting bigger. And when you even suggest a reduction in a planned increase, the left goes to its spin doctors and starts trying to tell you that old people are going to have to eat dog food. I'm not saying it's the perfect system. It's just better than every other system. That's where we went wrong many years ago. And our forefathers saw it coming. It might have been Franklin, I'll paraphrase him, who said that once the people realize they can vote themselves a raise, it's over with. We'll lose this thing. Well, the politicians realized a long time ago they could vote themselves a raise, and all they had to do was keep feeding government money back to their constituents who would vote them back into office. It's a vicious, horrible, vicious cycle. Term limits would be the greatest thing that ever happened to this country, next to a balanced budget amendment. If we had those two things, we might be able to right this ship. Without it, I don't know how we do that. You get temper tantrums like we're facing right now, where the Democrats are freaking out that this huge boondoggle they passed back in 2010 might starve on the vine because taxpayer money won't be there to support their largesse. I'm sorry, if you're making $600,000 a year, you don't deserve a subsidy. I think a family of four making $100,000 a year, you might be able to make an argument that they need help of some sort paying the bills. But Obamacare's one reason healthcare has become out of reach for most Americans. Can we face that? It forced mandates on coverage that you didn't need to try to satisfy this urge of Democrats to take care of you from cradle to grave. And the insurance companies couldn't have been happier about it. It just gave them all of the license they needed to raise rates. And I thought Gutfeld just nailed this yesterday.
Government was great until it got rich. And then as money flowed in, so did the corruption and the rent seeking. The non-essential now dwarfs the essential, and it fights to the death for its survival. That's why, like, you have a temporary spending bill that was supposed to be temporary, but, you know, it's easy to invite, but impossible to evict when you have bureaucrats. And it's funny to see the same people who are marching against no kings, fighting for a ever-increasing government.
Boom. And that was the mic drop. It's true. The people that are out there fighting, saying they don't want a king, want ever-growing government to control every aspect of their life. There's no way around it. I've said it a million times, and it will continue to be my favorite drop of all time.
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore, chapped nipples.
All right, that's true. I'm going to go get some Band-Aids for mine. We'll be back in just a minute.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.